Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
T-Mac, I mentioned to Casey that you called him the glue a couple weeks back, I think it was, and it really meant something to him. I mean, what about that group? They go overlooked until something goes wrong, right? Basically. So is that part of him essentially saying to me, wow, that was really nice of him to say?
Yeah, I mean, his job is a thankless job. You know, it's nobody ever mentions a long snapper until something wrong happens. Yeah. Most of the time. So, you know, being in that position, doing that job, and doing it as long as he's been doing it, and for somebody to acknowledge it, you know, it's like anything else. Everybody wants to be acknowledged, right? Everybody wants to be encouraged. So when you give somebody that type of acknowledgement and you show your appreciation towards them and what they do in a thankless type of job, you know, I understand it. Because I was one of them. You know, I was a long snapper before. So it's one of those jobs nobody really talks about until something goes wrong.
So is that top of mind for you with your whole special teams group, knowing we don't say much unless something goes wrong, someone misses a kick, doesn't make the kick, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, that's our job. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we signed up for. So we understand that. We know what it is. You know, as a coach, you know, you make decisions. I decided I wanted to coach special teams, so I know what comes along with that, right? I didn't decide to coach offense or defense, and they understand that too. You know, in the seventh grade, Graham Gano wanted to be a kicker, and he chose that path, right? So did Casey. So, and Casey was a linebacker and a long snapper. So that we understand it. That's what it is, and that's the job.
Four kickers in a season is what? Fill in the blank.
It's a lot. But I told you this early in the season. I said, you don't want to get on the kicker train, you know, because the destination is unknown, because you don't know. Once that train gets rolling, you never know where it's going to end. So, but, you know, it is what it is. We make the adjustments. We don't make any excuses. Just keep it moving.
How are you feeling about Cade?
Cade's good. Like, he's fine. I mean, you know, he's going to be an option for us, so we'll find out what we're going to do on Sunday. But he's doing well.
I really good. Jamie potentially could. Is there somewhere?
Yeah,
someone else.
Yeah,
out
Jamie
building?
Could kick. He could. So, we'll see.
Where do you talk about Cade, like technique stuff that you guys were working on when he first came? Where does he stand on that?
He's getting better. You know, he's working at it. And you know, young specialists are always a work in progress. You know, so those guys are always trying to find a routine, trying to tweak certain things, and, you know, just work on little small details of what he's doing. You know, being around Randy and Graham has been huge for him. You know, it's almost unheard of. You know, even during the off season, this rarely happens. You know, so, but he's been taking advantage of it, and I told him, you know, this is a godsend for you. You know, to be able to be around two veteran kickers that have had double digit years, that have both started over 150 games. You know, playing 150 games in the same building as you at the same time is, you know, it's big for him.
You guys probably practice 100 things a year that you never actually use. Mm-hmm. So what kind of point of pride is it for a coach when it goes well, when Gunner's the holder and Gillen's kicking the field goal?
Well, I mean, it's something that we do practice. You know, it's not practiced a lot, but, you know, it's like anything else. Every so often, it comes up, you know, so, and we were ready for it. And you know, Jamie did all three in college, so it's not a big deal. And then Gunner was a holder in college for 3 years. So, I mean, his whole time in college. So it's not a big deal. And he's a great athlete. So, you know, so the hand-eye coordination is there with him. And Jamie's, he's one of the best ball strikers I've ever coached. So
you feel comfortable with him outdoors in this kind of environment, kicking long field goals?
Yeah.
I've
seen Jamie drop kick a 60-yard field goal, right? Yeah, out of his hand. Yeah, I've seen him do it. You know, so I have no issue with Jamie kicking anything long. That's probably the best thing he can do is kick a long field goal. So Jamie's very, very talented.
Did Jamie get dinged on that block kick? On the running?
No. No, that was not. That had nothing to do with block kick.
I mean, you know, when they ran into him.
No. He hit him, but that's not when he hurt himself.
Bringing someone, a kicker from outside, still be on the table? Because you said options, so I'm just curious, like, what's on the table?
We'll see.
Did you get a kicker from, you know, I know you lost the game, but, you know, Jamie kicking a field goal in an NFL game is, mm-hmm. you know, I know he got a kick out of it. Did you get a kick out of it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's significant. You know, it's, you know, we're trying to go track down the ball that he had, but it was big for him just to be able to kick a field goal. Being a punter in this league and make it, you know, in that environment, it's pretty cool.
T-Mac, how much did Gunner coming in solve an issue?
It definitely helped. You know, he gives you a guy back there with experience that's been in different situations. You know, he's played in New England. He's played in, you know, Pittsburgh in difficult environments and wind and conditions. And, you know, when you get into January, December, you know, those are the types of guys you want back there that's been in those situations. And he played at Bemidji State, so.
There you go.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.